Hi guys, I'm Brinley.
And I'm Daphne.
And I'm Delaney.
And we are the co-hosts of Teen Talks. And I don't really know what else to say here. Wait, no. This is the second part of law enforcement discrimination. And so we're just going to be talking about how people in the law enforcement will sometimes discriminate against people of color and all that.
Especially since that's so relevant nowadays. Mm-hmm. Sadly.
Yeah, sadly, of course.
So, most of you have probably heard about the George Floyd case by now. If you haven't, George Floyd died after being handcuffed and pinned to the ground by an officer, and he died because he couldn't breathe because the officer had his knee on George Floyd's neck.
He was being arrested, I think, because of like a counterfeit $20 or something.
George Floyd bought something with a fake $20 bill, and then the cashier called the police, and he just sat in his car, like, he didn't really try to get away, and then the police came, and then the officer pinned him to the ground with his knee on his neck, and then he died, after saying he couldn't breathe multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally saw a really sad video because George Floyd was also a father. And, you know, there's a video of his very young daughter. Like, she looked to be anywhere from, like, 6 to 7 or 8. And she was just saying, like, my daddy's a hero. And it was really sad knowing that, you know, she won't be able to grow up with her father.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even get to plead his case. Like, they just killed him.
Yeah.
And that's, like, that shouldn't happen anywhere to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And in videos of his murder, you can see bystanders on the sidewalk saying to check his pulse. He hasn't moved. And one of the officers just said, stay on the sidewalk, like, we know what we're doing.
Which they clearly didn't.
He was dead when they said that.
I mean, I think he was unconscious a couple minutes before he died, and the officer still had his knee on his neck while he was unconscious.
And he only took it off once the ambulance arrived and they told him to.
And something I was, like, wondering about was why is that even, like, allowed? Like, why are the police allowed to just, like, kill people on the spot?
Yeah, they shouldn't be. And they shouldn't, like, get away with it as often as they do, either.
Yeah.
Mm. Another case that happened recently was with Breonna Taylor.
So, some police officers, they thought that there were drugs in her house, but there weren't. And they only found out after they killed her. They just broke in. They didn't have any uniforms or anything. And I think
They had uniforms.
Oh, they did? Oh, I thought they were just...
They just didn't have body cameras. And they're supposed to have body cameras on. And then they just shot her 20 times.
While she was asleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had, like, so much going for her. She was training to be an EMT, and you know, the fact that she did nothing wrong and she will never be able to grow up and grow old and live another day is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The thing that I don't understand about this is the fact that we need to protest for people to have equal rights. When it becomes a thing about human rights, it does not matter, you know, what your political beliefs are. It is about the rights of people.
Yeah, we're all human. We all deserve to be treated as such.
Absolutely. I think one thing that's really sad is that the young people of color that just, like, have to witness this growing up,
mm-hmm,
way too much. And it's, like, it makes you scared just to go out and do stuff because you don't know if you're gonna run into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know if you can, like, sleep in your house at night or go on a run, then that's just, that's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at protests, when people are taken into custody, like, they aren't given, like, maybe they have, you know, certain conditions that they need medication for, but when they're taken into custody, they aren't given that. You know, I saw a video and a story about someone who suffers from severe anxiety and sometimes, like, seizures, who was taken into custody, and, you know, they told her husband that she would only be in there for, like, 45 minutes, and at the time he was recording the video, it had been, like, 4 hours. And they weren't giving her medication, and he called 911 and wanted an ambulance to come, but they hung up on him.
That's horrible. It's like, they're still human.
Mm-hmm. And she was just protesting.
I know, it's one of our rights. But another thing about the protests, I think this one was for Breonna Taylor, but her sister had some friends who were, like, asking around, and they were asking people, like, why they were there and, like, what they thought this protest was for. And some people had no idea. They were just there to, like, vandalize and loot stores and stuff. They had no idea what it was about. And I think that's awful because it's, like, drawing attention away from, like, what the protest is actually for.
Yeah.
One of the worst things about these protests is the opportunists who just, like, make the protest seem like a joke.
Mm-hmm. Like, there are public figures and, like, I believe TikTok stars who are going there and just treating it like a photo shoot. Like, they take a picture, like, with the burning building in the background. And, like, there's video footage of them being arrested, but literally just, like, smiling while it's happening. Because all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. Okay. And it's not a joke. Like, it's something very, very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And something that has been going on way too much for way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard of the Blackout Tuesday that was happening?
I saw it, but I didn't really know what it was about.
Well, people to counter that were trying to do Whiteout Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
But what happened is a bunch of K-pop stans flooded that hashtag with just, like, their fan pictures and fan edits. So whenever you go to Whiteout Tuesday, you don't see the white supremacists. You just see a bunch of, like K-pop pictures.
But another thing with that Blackout Tuesday, I mean, I think it was like a really good idea, I think, to like bring attention to like so many things. But then like other people started posting like those black squares with the hashtag of Black Lives Matter. And so that was like taking away from like information that was actually like important and helpful that was also posted under Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I hope that if you participated in Blackout Tuesday, you did not also hashtag your post with, like, BLM and Black Lives Matter, because that's taking away valuable information for these protesters and people who are actually doing something rather than just posting a black screen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, posting that does bring awareness, like, maybe someone did not know any of this was going on somehow, so they, you know, go on their Instagram and they see a bunch of this and they look into it, and that's good if it's educating people, but you don't want to take away from more valuable information than that.
Yeah. Another issue that we wanted to talk about was the 13th Amendment, which states that, like, slavery isn't legal, of course, unless you're a criminal. And so some people, like law enforcement, they take advantage of that, and so like that gives them like the opportunity to arrest people, like especially people of color, just to have them do slave work.
Yeah, there's also a really good documentary about it on Netflix called The 13th. So
check that out.
It goes into it in a lot more depth.
So if you're looking for more information on that, we would recommend that you go educate yourself by watching that.
Yes.
And another thing that has been happening that is an example of law enforcement discrimination is the war on drugs and how it affects black people more and black neighborhoods more than white neighborhoods.
Yeah, and if you're a white person and you're caught with drugs, like the sentence is lighter than if you were a black person and you were caught with drugs.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of officers have, like, a quota to fill where they need to do, like, a number of arrests. So they will just go arrest anyone they can and just to get their payment instead of, you know, putting that effort towards something that actually needs to happen.
Yeah. Another problem is a policy called stop and frisk, which allows police officers to stop anyone for any reason just because they might look suspicious. And so because of, like, harmful stereotypes, these policies can be very harmful to people of color.
And there's a lot of situations where police officers will just stop, usually black men, and just, like, shake them down just because they look suspicious.
Yeah, or just pull over random cars because they could, like, smell marijuana.
And that normally doesn't happen to white men.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the fact that someone can just, like, look suspicious, like, unless they're wearing, like, a trench coat and there's a big bulge the size of, like, a rifle in there, I don't think they're being very suspicious.
Yeah. And a lot of, like, stop and frisks happen in black neighborhoods. And that just speaks to a bigger difference in economic class, because most Black neighborhoods are less well off than white neighborhoods. And then police coming in and just like
saying they look suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's not helping anything.
And you know, a lot of officers will like break down doors or like come into houses without a warrant, which is illegal. And you know, there are some times where it's not illegal. I don't remember the exact term, but like if they know someone is living here, it's like a danger, and they know for sure they can go in without a warrant. But if they just have a description like wearing a red shirt and had black hair, and then they see someone wearing a red shirt and who has black hair walking into that house, that is not reason enough to break down their door and break into their house without a warrant.
For sure. And the Bureau of Justice statistics released a report revealing that police were more likely to stop Black residents than white or Hispanic residents. They also found that the police were more likely to have multiple contacts and were twice as likely to threaten or use force against Black and Hispanic residents than white residents.
Sadly, there are more statistics showing discrimination. Police use of force is one of the leading causes of death for young men of color.
Black people are 3 times more likely to be killed by police than white people.
However, Black people are 1.3 times more likely to be unarmed compared to white people.
These numbers don't lie, guys.
I know. They don't add up either.
And there's also been multiple studies done where people who have a name that isn't typically a white person's name are less likely to hire even when they to be hired even when they have the same credentials.
Wow. So what we're going to be talking about is why this is happening, and just like why this is still happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
Well, you know, the broad obvious umbrella term would be racism, but you know, there's also the fact that police kind of tend to be put on such a pedestal, like no one can touch them, and you know, so many get away with so much stuff that it is very harmful. And of course, you know, there are some good cops and officers who are just trying to do their best, but you know, there's a lot who are just neutral, where they just stand by the sidelines. They don't exactly discriminate, but they aren't anti-discrimination, and that's not enough. And there are statistics and studies showing that police officers are police officers make up 3/4 of the domestic violence cases in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
So, why do you guys think that racism is still such a big thing in America?
I think it has to do with, like, because, like, for a long time, like, people...
Yeah.
They were just willing to, like, stand by and just let it happen. But, like, now...
America was almost built off racism.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was almost built off racism. Like, so much work was done in America, especially in the early days, by slaves.
For sure. It would have been a lot slower.
Yeah.
And so many people are so afraid of change, and a lot of them see, like, more right-wing people can see that, you know, being racist is part of their political beliefs when it should not be. Like, politics have nothing to do with this.
It should have nothing to do with this.
Yes. But so many people make it.
Yeah. Like, human rights shouldn't be up for debate.
Do you guys have anything else to add on why this happens?
I mean, like, racism?
It's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, just the fact that racism is still happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's something that we'll ever completely get rid of. But you would think by now that we just wouldn't have these type of cases anymore.
I think one day we will completely get rid of racism because, you know, each generation tends to be more open-minded, you know, than the one before them. And so, you know, Gen Z is, like, becoming one of the most open generations and just, like, a lot of good things, in my opinion. And so, even if there are some still, you know, bad, quote-unquote, Gen Zs with the same political beliefs as possibly, like, their parents, I think one day we'll be able to, you know, teach everyone.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what you said, like, just about new generations being more open-minded is definitely true. And that kind of thing makes me really hopeful for the future. Because I do think that each generation will be more open-minded and just, like, better. Should I say better?
Yes.
Okay. And just better than the generation before.
Yeah. I agree, because, you know, a lot of us are seeing the injustice like past generations have, like, a lot of them have seen injustice in the world, but, you know, a lot of us are taking a stand against the injustice, and that's, like, really good, because it's no longer acceptable to just stand by the sidelines.
Yeah.
Yep. Well said.
Thank you.
So, possible solutions. And we know that these aren't going to, like, completely, like, solve racism as a whole, but they can probably help.
In the law enforcement part of it, these are some solutions that could make discrimination a lot less. So, I think the biggest thing in, like, just training police officers to be, I guess, just less discriminatory is the training. And I think there's a lot of, like, different types of training. But one type of training that I think that police officers should have to go through is how to effectively and objectively function in, like, the communities that they're trying to take care of. So, like, I know there, for example, like, in New Haven, the police officers have to walk around for a year before they can move up so they can, like, understand how the community works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
It's a good policy. And, you know, we also need officers to be held accountable, and every officer in, you know, who was, like, an accomplice to be held accountable, because, you know, a lot of them have the mindset of, like, well, like, look at all these people who never got caught and never had anything happen to them. I'm safe. I'm okay. And, you know, they shouldn't feel like that. They shouldn't feel like they can get away with stuff like this.
Because they're not about the law.
Yeah. And with, in George Floyd's case, the officer who killed him, he had, this wasn't his first time having an incident like that. There were, I think there were at least 10 incidents before that. I mean, no, I know there were at least 10. But, I mean, even 2 incidents like that, like,
he should have been fired.
It's, yeah, like, what is a person like that doing out there protecting people?
Quote unquote protecting.
Yes.
I'm very glad that, you know, his charges have been upped to second degree.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
And all of the accomplices have been charged, but there is no conviction yet at the time of this recording.
But still, it took so long.
I mean, like, how... What kind of person would you have to be to just, like, watch your fellow officer kill someone and just, like, not say anything?
And they were also not even just watching, but, like, actively telling people to stay away and stay on the sidewalk.
That's just, like,
they all played a part.
Yeah. And there's also a story where there was a protest and this family was just walking by. They weren't even a part of a protest. And officers maced, not even tear gassed, but maced a, like, 4 or 5-year-old girl who wasn't doing anything.
That's horrible. Like,
and she was just crying because of how bad it hurt.
Like, just, like, in the protests that's, like, going on right now, like, there's so many messed up stories where the police are arresting all these peaceful protesters, and then there's these quote-unquote protesters who are just, like, vandalizing things, and then there's some people who are, like, throwing bricks at the protesters' heads, and then it goes vice versa too, and it's like, that's not how you solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter how justified the emotions are, that's not how you solve problems.
Yeah. But, you know, the looting and vandalizing, that's not even, you know, part of the protest. Those aren't protesters. Those are just bad people. Yeah. And, you know, most protests don't get violent until police arrive, because most of the time the police are the ones inciting violence. And, like, undercover cops will be in with the protesters saying, come on, guys, let's, like, throw bricks at them, you know?
Wow.
And, you know, with, like, mob mentality, the protesters are like, oh, okay, I mean... Because that's just, like, how the human brain works, and then they arrest the people, even when they started it.
Kind of defeats the purpose of a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can see how protesters, you know, they don't want to be peaceful anymore. Like,
yeah. Especially when, like, this has gone on for so long.
Yeah, it's 2020.
But it's still not how you solve problems. I guess as far as solutions goes, training, more background checks, just being more strict. Not only like if an officer does something, but if they say something, too, like, don't let that slide.
Yeah, because, you know, saying something is, like, the step before doing something.
Mm-hmm. And just, like, I guess just more training and being more strict are the solutions that we have.
Yep.
Guys, we're like real podcasters. We're not the fake ones anymore.
Yeah, no. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that educating yourself doesn't stop here with listening. I hope you're looking into more online resources and signing petitions, donating if you can. But even if you're not able to donate, perhaps you're like a teenager and you don't have money, there are, you know, videos on YouTube where you just sit there and you can like put it on mute and watch all the ads that play on the video, and all the proceeds for that go into different, you know, fundraisers. And that's what I've been doing a lot. So we can include links for those down in the description. But again, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you enjoyed.
Wait. I have something to say too.
Okay.
And also just supporting Black-owned businesses and just like minorities in general really mm-hmm. helps. That was wise. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.